Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to a brand new episode here, Gamertag Radio, and joining me, we have Rihanna Manuel Pena. How you doing, Ri?
I am fantastic.
And also, Paris Lilly.
I just realized I'm recording with a tank top on. Oh, well, we're just going to power right on through this. I'm doing good.
Man, see, he's taking to the time where he went to E3 like that, and somebody was like, Paris, you're not even professional. Why you're dressed up like that at a business event?
Do you know who did that?
Who?
He's a YouTuber right now. To this day.
No,
yeah,
really?
He's a YouTuber. I won't say his name, but he's a friend. Like, we literally just saw him at Summer Game Fest. We talked to him and everything.
That's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know who it was.
I'll tell you offline. He's a friend. It's just funny. It's just funny now. Yeah, yeah.
That's funny. But this episode, we're going to be reviewing Halo Campaign Evolved. Thanks to Xbox for sending us codes early to play this, man. So I know we played one of the levels way back months ago when it was like a quick little demo. They had it only available for certain creators and media. Playing that demo for the first time, it was because I didn't know you could run in this game. And once I played it for the first time, I'm like, oh, snap, because the original game, it wasn't there, you know. But there was a lot of cool moments there playing that for the first time. But now, having the full game now, it got me super pumped to play and everything. And also, I was so curious about the bonus levels that they have in there. And that was one of the first things that we did. We got to get together and played, and story-wise, it takes place a year before the actual campaign of the game. So it was a lot of fun. But let's start. Your thoughts overall, playing this once again, now in 2026, with a new look and a couple of new things in there now in the game.
I absolutely love this. I loved it. To your point, we did those bonus levels first, co-op on Legendary, and then diving after that. Then I dived in solo, playing on Heroic, into the classic levels. And I love just all the small little touches on the Halo ring now that separates it from literally things they couldn't do 25 years ago when Combat Evolved came out. Like, there's wildlife running around and just the atmosphere of the world, the sound that they were able to use. And then, you know, which may be controversial to some people, but adding in, you've had 25 years of lessons learned of Halo, and you were able to apply that to Combat Evolved. So you have Sprint now. Obviously, all the different weapons that you have in there, you're able to hijack vehicles, because now, like, the Needler back 25 years ago was worthless. Now it's an actual viable weapon that you can use in the game. To see the weapon upgrades in there, the Sprint that you now have, being able to hijack vehicles, putting that into those classic Halo levels. I'm very curious what you guys think about the library. They improved it enough that, look, it's still a library. I'm not a fan, but it's not as bad anymore. You know what I mean? The introduction of the Flood. I thought the Flood played very well in this as well. It's fantastic. Like I said, I am a huge Halo fan. So to be able to have this now in Unreal Engine 5 at 4K visuals, playing this, I played on PC. Playing at 60 plus frames per second, smooth experience, a lot of fun, a lot of things that I remembered kind of played out essentially the same, but just a little differently because the gameplay is, you know, changed a little bit. I do feel like the enemy AI has improved somewhat. Like I said, playing on Heroic, I had a challenge for sure. I felt like there was definitely a challenge there playing it. Like, obviously, when we played on Legendary on co-op, I mean, you know, that was chaos for a little bit there, but I had a blast. Absolute blast playing it. And I think those bonus levels, a nice peek into the future of what they could do with Halo.
Yeah. Brie, you felt the same too?
Yeah. And if I can get into specifics a little bit, especially about the bonus levels, but without giving too much away for people who, you know, want to go in fresh, because so much of Halo is so very familiar to all of us that going into these new engagements, especially without Cortana, it just felt so fresh, right? Like it's like playing again for the first time, but with all of those quality of life adjustments, you know, like you can sprint, you can sprint, you can clamber, you can ground pound. Like it lets you move through the world with this more equipped Spartan, and then like you'll find active camo, you'll find an overshield, and yes, you're like, oh, okay, this feels more doable. And as Paris mentioned, we were playing on Legendary, so it got pretty spicy. We died, we wiped for the whole team a couple of times. even playing with four. And so it does present a new challenge and a new experience that was really, really fun because Halo hasn't felt this fresh in a while. Obviously, it's been some time since we've revisited these characters, and in brand new engagements, it's even more fun without giving it away. There's actually one level that as we were playing it, we were all like, oh my God, like I've never played anything like this in Halo before. And it was just so fun to have that experience again with like such an iconic protagonist, and, you know, to have your friends by your side, but have all of these quality of life adjustments, it really made a huge difference. And I will say, to the point of the things feeling better, like the guns feeling more viable, that needle rifle, oh my God, yeah. I'm like, that's like my new favorite weapon. And I had never even picked it up before. So it really does give you like this sense of discovery, like you're coming to the game for the first time all over again, which is really fun. And it reminded me why I fell in love with it all those years ago.
Now, Ree, one thing I do have to bring up about the bonus levels, like you said, not having Cortana, you know, it felt fresh. Didn't like it. I didn't like
you missed her.
I miss Cortana, and I didn't, and I shouldn't say didn't like is a strong word, but come on, Sergeant Johnson was getting in the way. It was like he was sitting there talking all this junk while he in the back, while we out there dying on the front lines. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I did miss Cortana, not having Cortana there. So to then go back into the classic levels and be reintroduced to Cortana, it just felt right to me. So that will be interesting to see if they do revisit kind of some prequel scenarios with Master Chief before he meets Cortana, how they handle that moving forward. But yeah, I mean, overall, yeah, it was a blast, but it was different. And I think that's the best way to say it, whereas I want more Cortana in those games. So we'll see how they handle that moving forward.
You know, there's something that I realized after playing the bonus levels, how much I miss Halo.
Yes, 100%.
That's something was coming up a lot. And I also mentioned to you guys while we were playing, I was like, man, why don't just keep it like this? Not the live service and all this other crazy stuff that they're trying to add. Like I felt like throughout the years, and this started around when Modern Warfare came out. The first Modern Warfare game came out, where I felt Halo 3 start changing, and then it was Halo Reach, and then like things started changing because I feel like they were trying to do something new with Halo, and it just got too much for me that I the love of it went away a bit because of it, you know. But I think playing like a Halo Infinite, I really enjoy the game, right? But I think keeping it like this and not adding too many things, like two new things in the game, I think it would be great to see that in the future. Do you guys feel the same way?
I mean, Danny, on that point, because like one thing that stood out to me was the fact that, you know, when you played it back in the day, remember you had to have the health packs, you know, to recharge, and you like, because we're so used to Halo now, you not having to do that. So if we would have gone back to that, it would have been like kind of a step back. And it made me realize, like, again, I know the purists don't want sprint, things like this. They had to modernize this for the current audience. Like, again, I always bring up my son as an example for our kids coming up playing Halo. If they would have played it straight up like we played in 2001, I think a lot of new people being introduced to Halo would have been turned off by that, because let's be real, these are a lot of archaic mechanics from that made sense back then, but they don't make sense now. So I think, like you said, don't overdo it. But like Ree brought up, now that you can have overshield and things like that, that you're bringing into it, sprints being brought into it, you're bringing some of the more modernized weapons into it, you're not having to worry about chasing down a health pack when you get in a tight situation. You can kind of step back, recharge your shields, and re-engage into the battle. I think those made sense. Again, the being able to hijack vehicles and all that makes sense for Halo. The four-player co-op, online, like all those kind of things, I think, culminated to making a 25-year-old game feel fresh in 2026.
And one thing I also noticed, now you don't get lost. Before, I remember playing the original. Yeah. I'm like, yo, am I going to the correct path? Like, I wasn't sure, but now this time, it'll tell you where to go to the next area, you know? So, like, things like that, I think it works for the people now that are going to play Halo for the first time or are used to playing these type of games with, you know, where to go and all that stuff. I think it made it better for the newcomers for sure. Ree?
Yeah, and we've seen different iterations where they'll attempt at giving you the ability to swap between original graphics and, you know, upgraded and previous Halo remakes. I'm glad that they don't have that as far as the mechanics that we're saying. Because like it's just you would have to redesign a lot in order to make it viable. Obviously, some very obvious ways like adding health packs and the number of tests you'd have to add to that. It becomes a larger and larger challenge. But more than anything, like it still feels like Halo. It just feels like Halo without those barriers that we've become accustomed to not having anymore. And, you know, to your point, Paris, like this has to attract new people at some point. So you can't just keep redoing things the same way. If they worked before, you really do have to adapt to the current audience. Now, like speaking about things we didn't love, I did kind of miss Cortana, but it was refreshing to have Keys just like going off in the background. But I originally attempted to play this on my Xbox Ally, the white version, and it was near unplayable for me.
It wasn't good.
It was not good. And I was so disappointed because I was so excited to play this in handheld mode. Now, Danny, I know you played on your Ally X.
Plays great.
It was a little bit different for you.
Yeah, it plays great now. I tried to connect this to the dock. It was like, I have like a Razer dock. I connected. There was like a little lag between like using the controller to the TV. It was a little lag. But when I play like on handheld mode, great. It was great, man. So that's something that you have to bring up for those that have the white version of the Ally and the Ally X. Ally X, you're going to play smoothly in that one.
Yeah. Sure. If you're used to playing on like very low res and with very few frames, you'd be okay. But I could not do it.
Yeah. It was a lot. Do you try Paris on the handheld mode?
I did not. I only played on PC.
PC? Okay. Now, what you guys thought about the cinematics of this one? Because, you know, we're so used to the original, seeing those iconic moments in the game. Now seeing the cinematics, like, what your guys' thoughts on that? Because to me, it looked great.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was great.
And I noticed there was a couple new lines. I'm like, wait a minute. Cortana, there's a new line here. Wait, what's going on? You know, so there was a lot of moments like that, too.
Well, remember, even when you initially, you know, when the Pillar of Autumn, the beginning level, you know, you're supposed to go through the tutorial. You can just literally, we got time for all that. Let's get going.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah. So that was good.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. Yeah. There were some moments playing Heroic. I'm like, yo, this is, do I suck or something? Like, it was like a little challenging or something. Max Reed, because I was like, yo, these guys are like smart, man. I'm like trying to figure out, because I remember playing Halo back in the original Halo. At that time, I felt like they were smart, you know, but I noticed there was like new.
Yeah, AI is improved.
Things on this one.
Elites were definitely flanking and doing stuff. It was, like I said, playing on Heroic, I definitely felt a good challenge. Now, it wasn't like overwhelming, like I was frustrated, but I was like, okay, let me slow down and make sure I'm, you know, doing it. And it was good. And then Legendary is Legendary. You're always, you know, because you're going to get one-shotted and all that. So you really got to be more careful on that. But I thought it was good. I thought it was really good, the difficulty-wise.
Now, what was your weapon of choice for the campaign? The main campaign for you both.
I use everything in the toolbox. I don't think I really had a main. Like, I legitimately, every time I could get a chance to use the Needler, I was using the Needler just because it was hot garbage in the original one. So I loved having the Needler, you know, in this one.
Yeah, I used that a lot for this one, especially for like the, you know, bigger enemies and everything. Yeah. But that was good. Yeah, because I noticed I was running out of ammo a lot too. I'm like, oh shoot, let me find it, you know. So
that's kind of what I was gonna say. It really just depends on what the enemies are dropping. Truly,
that's true.
Because ammo is always a concern, especially on Legendary, and everybody's just sponging all your damage. But I will say something that surprised me: how effective the pistol is.
Oh, yeah.
Against especially the larger enemies, like with Sangheili, but also like the hunters. Like, I did not expect it to be that effective for those bigger enemies.
Yeah, it wasn't like that in the original at all.
I don't remember killing hunters with a pistol.
Well, not like that. Not like how it is now. Like, I feel like it's different. It feels
different. Improved, but the pistol's always been kind of a cheat code when it came to that stuff. Sure. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Was it? Because this was more Halo 2, like battle rifle and all that. Like that was like a big thing to me.
Again, not to spoil the bonus levels too much, but I love the fact that I could use a battle rifle.
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome too. Not to mention, and again, it's not too much of a spoiler, but Brutes, you know, love that we got that too.
Yeah, definitely. What are your thoughts of just the sound and everything overall?
Fantastic.
Right? Music was.
As always.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hey, playing the bonus level and hearing the original actors from the campaign. Wait, you said Sergeant is a different voice actor.
Yes, it's a new one because the original Sergeant John, that voice actor passed away.
He passed away, yeah. So the voice actor from Master Chief, yo, still sounds great.
Yeah,
sounds,
Steve Downs doing his thing. In his 70s now, but he's still doing it.
Yeah, still doing it, man.
Jen Taylor Cortana, because you could tell to your point, there's new voice lines in the thing that Jen Taylor came back and recorded some lines for Cortana.
Mm-hmm. Now, my question for you both, do you think it was a mistake not adding multiplayer in this one?
What do you mean by mistake?
Not having the multiplayer in the game. I know, like adding, because in Master Chief Collection, there's like multiplayer and, and the original, you could play it not online. It was just party.
I'm conflicted on it because my initial reaction had always been, I refuse to believe they're not going to have multiplayer with this, especially because we know this is on PlayStation 5. I haven't played it on PlayStation, but it's there. Like, why would you not introduce Halo multiplayer to the PlayStation audience? But I have to say, I would rather have gotten these bonus levels than worrying about having multiplayer.
I agree.
After playing it, I really, what hooked me on Halo was this campaign, was Combat Evolved back 25 years ago. And then obviously jumping into multiplayer is what made it a phenomenon it was. So sure, I would have loved to have had multiplayer there, but I wasn't missing multiplayer while I was playing through this. I think that to make the most sense to me.
Yeah. And also playing cross-platform.
Yeah.
Playing co-op, it was smooth. I think it was great.
Yeah, no issues.
Yeah, we had no issues. Yeah, I mean, we were doing co-op. I mean, you were on console, I was on PC, all that work.
No, wait. I was on console.
I'm just talking about your wife, not you.
Okay, you were pointing at me. So I
was not pointing at you. I was pointing at your wife.
Yeah, I was playing PC. Yeah, and it was great. I think it was playable. It was awesome.
I will say, if it's an either-or situation, this is the best Halo has felt.
Yes.
And so I would like to see what it feels like in multiplayer, but I don't want to choose. So I would just say yes. And I love the bonus levels. I think they are unmissable. Like they're must play. I would say actually if anybody's already played through Combat Evolved, play the bonus levels first and then go back to CE.
You mean because campaign,
it really is amazing
evolved.
Content. However, I would also like to have multiplayer. Like, I just want both.
Yeah, I agree. What's next for the studio? What do you think that they're going to do next now that they worked on this project? It's coming out for PS5 now for the first time. And
well, I mean, I guess that's the way I look at this is it re-energized me into Halo. And, I've been saying it forever. This is the flagship IP. There is no Xbox without Halo. The switch to Unreal 5, I would deem this a success. This, like, if you didn't tell me it was Unreal 5, I wouldn't know. I would just say, it's Halo. I'm playing Halo. I'm having fun playing Halo. And to the point that you made, Ree, I am curious to see how this will play in multiplayer as a result. I want more. We were playing a bonus level. I think we were all saying it at the same time. I want more of this. Give me more of these bonus levels. I want to see more of that because it's exciting to have Halo and to have it be fun and to play with your friends. And we're having a blast. And even playing by myself, just the sand box, the toy box of all the weapons and the vehicles, and just this is what I've loved for 25 years. So I just want more of it. So look, when we get to December with those Halo championships, it's going to be very interesting to see what they're going to talk about next for Halo, because this is the 25th anniversary. So this is the prime opportunity to now start talking about the future of Halo. Are we going to get a Halo 7? What is the multiplayer going to look like? I want to know. Are they going to remake Halo 2 and Halo 3? Please do. And I say this, I was thinking about this, just like you did these prequel levels with Sergeant Johnson. If you redo Halo 2, let's have some levels of Master Chief getting back to Earth from here. Like, let's see what that looks like. You know what I mean? Like, there's still stories to be told, in the original trilogy that we've not seen yet with Master Chief and Cortana, for that matter of fact. So give me more. That's what I
want
to see.
I want more Forerunner stuff. Like,
yeah,
I would
absolutely
love to see how this version of Master Chief feels against those other enemy types.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, there's a lot more that they
and the Arbiter.
Arbiter.
Give me some bonus levels with the Arbiter, yeah.
And here's something. Look, I haven't completed the game because I've been doing other things, but I haven't completed this version. I want to know, and you tell me, Paris, is there an answer how Sergeant survived the first game?
I would imagine, why, because I haven't beaten it on Legendary. So remember, that was something you saw. Remember that the bonus thing in Legendary?
If yeah,
you
beat yeah, yeah, yeah.
it? Yeah. So I'm if there's an answer, I would imagine it's there in Legendary.
I hope so. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
He's like, hold me.
Yeah. That is funny. I was going to say something. Here's the thing. Do you think this game, now that it's coming out on PS5 for the first time, if the next one is exclusive, do you think this game will attract new gamers to even go to the next game somewhere else besides having it on the PS5? Now, let's say PC and Xbox, if they do decide to make this exclusive?
Yeah, to your point, they're going to make this exclusive. I'll be shocked if more Halo is on PlayStation. I think there's definitely a chance. I think this is solid enough and good enough that if this was your first time playing Halo and you really enjoyed it, that if you find out there's more Halo to experience, it may be. Look, I don't know about it.
This is the first one's free.
Yeah.
Basically.
I think that's what it might come down to. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Last words, anything else before we wrap it up?
It's a must play.
It's a must play for sure.
Yeah, must play. I really enjoy this a lot. I highly recommend to play the bonus levels because, my God, the level designs on that one.
With friends.
Legendary, for friends.
Yeah.
The designs, I was like, oh, man, I miss this. Like, it reminded me so much I miss Halo. Playing those bonus levels alone, I was like, wow. Because we went straight to the bonus level. We didn't go to the main campaign yet when we got the game. So that's how I feel about this game. It's a must-have. I think people should definitely just check it out for sure.
Yeah, and
also,
Also,
one last thing. The cosmetics. I, by mistake, changed one of my suit. I changed it because I was just testing it out because you get a bonus, like costumes. And so I changed my character, right? And I forgot, and I went online. Paris didn't like it. He said it was confusing him. He thought it was the enemy the whole time.
He's not the only one.
So I captured our entire play session of doing the bonus level. So I have it. And I was going back through it, confusing as hell. Even just watching it. I go, that's a hunter. Oh, no, that's Danny. Every time I'm like, oh, it's Danny. But
it's literally because we're looking at our mini map and I'm like, all the Covenant are gone. What is this? and Danny's running up behind us with a sword. I'm like, oh, God.
No, to be fair, there's multiple different ones. I just picked something that looked like an elite or whatever, you know, so
you know
I didn't know.
But that's a good thing to point out. So you can unlock different skins, Master Chief skins and stuff that you can use in the game. You don't have to spend money on it. There's none of that stuff. So these are all just play the game. You're able to unlock it and play it. There's no, I'm blanking on what I want to say. There's no.
Cosmetics.
No. What are they called?
Microtransactions.
I'm getting old. See, it's been 25 years. I'm getting old. There's no microtransactions that you have to worry about. I mean, you buy the game, you're able to unlock all that stuff by just playing it. And I even saw, I guess, the Xbox podcast just came out. Shout out to Stein. Did a fantastic job. There's a 25th anniversary skin that you're going to be able to get in the game as well. So people can check that out, too.
I should have used that one instead of the
You should have. Because the one you had was confusing as hell.
You're just coming and running up every time we're trying to go through a level.
Yeah. Oh, well, one thing I forgot to mention, we were playing the bonus level and we found terminals.
Terminals, yes.
In the campaign, I only found a couple, not a lot. So I have to go back and find them. So just want to say that.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It's a lot of stuff in there.
But that's the other thing. I'll just say the last thing. There's definitely replayability here. Get your friends, get a 4-player co-op session, go turn on Legendary and just have fun in the sandbox. So that's Halo. That's what's going to be, you know, a lot of fun for a lot of people to be able to check out when they play. So excited for people to get their hands on it.
Definitely. And I'm very curious to see how is the PlayStation controller version, how that plays. Because it felt good playing Gears on that. You know, so. I just want to say that. Paris looking at me like, what? It felt good. It was
good. You know what I want to say? I'm not going to say it.
You can say it.
This is why someone on Twitter said, you're not an Xbox fan.
I'm not an Xbox fan. Okay. God. All right. Where were you 25 years ago? Punk.
Hey, you know where I was 25 years ago? I was walking into CompUSA. I go, hey, what y'all standing in line for? The new Xbox is coming out. Oh, yeah, cut right in line about Xbox, picked up Halo.
That's very rude, by the way.
I know it was. It was. That was 25 years. That was young Paris.
Very rude. Yeah. Hey, look, I remember at that time, and we're going to wrap it up. At that time, when they had Xbox and Halo in different stores, like demos, people were like, man, that's a PC, man. That's not a real console. That's a PC. And look now, 25 years later. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we're out. Until next time. Peace.